Manor Road Cemetery was opened in 1872, and the secret garden was created because the area was unsuitable for burials. The Victorian fascination with rock gardens was at its height at this time, with rockeries built at Kew Gardens in 1867 and the Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh in 1871. The large rocky fernery is a good example of fashionable Victorian garden design. The secret garden, along with the rest of the cemetery, was designed by Leonard Thompson, the cemetery superintendent, who's buried in Manor Road Cemetery near the tunnel. At the entrance to the garden was a hinged stone gate, which is now lost. Many local people remember the garden as it was in the 1940s and 50s, speaking fondly of their time spent there as children.
My name is Libby Pobjee, and I've lived in Scarborough all my life, since 1938. When I was young, mother used to bring me and my sister, and it was full of flowers, and I can remember my mother saying there were wild sweet peas among all the shrubs and flowers. It was very, very pretty, with this lovely stream. As we got older, we were allowed to come on our own because we were very safe here. It was a very safe place to be. And my friend and I used to come, sit on the little seat at the top of the garden and do our homework. And we did that from perhaps being about 11 until we were 16. Very recently, it was a very beautiful day, so I thought I'd come and sit on this very special seat that's been built. And as I was sitting there, I went back many, many years to a time when I used to sit here with my school friend, who is still my best friend. So with modern technology, I was able to tell her as I sat here by texting that I was sitting in our favourite place and I was thinking about her and the happy days we had together. She did text back and she said, "I wish I was there with you because it's very hot and stuffy in London and it'd be much, much nicer in our garden."
My name's Dave Barker. I've lived in this town all my life, which is 71 years. And this little place here was one of my favourite retreats of all time. I would think the first time I came here would probably be with my mother. I would be about 8 years old, so that takes us to about 1949, 1950. And once I'd been here, every chance I got, I came back, because it was always so peaceful. You sat here and all you could hear were the birds, and of course the fountain was working, that was tinkling away, and there were goldfish in there as well. And you could just sit and drift off into your own little world. And one of the main attractions, of course, was coming in the bottom way and moving the huge stone gate, which was a very large boulder with a hasp on it and strap iron hinges that even a four-year-old could undo and pivot. It had been so well put together. As you get older, you do get a little bit sentimental, but it was and will be again a very special place.
I'm Eileen Heaton. I was formerly Taylor when I lived here. I'd be 12, it'd be 1958, when we moved from Westbourne Park to Manor Road to the little cemetery lodge there that's next to the church. And I would think that would be the first time I actually explored in the cemetery and came to find this garden. The seat that we're now sitting on, this stone seat, there was a wooden seat here originally. And when I sat on it, at that time when the trees weren't as grown as much as they are now, I could just see the kitchen window of the house where we lived, and my mum could give me a way for me to go across for my dinner. There was a grotto behind us that you could walk through. It was quite small, you know, you had to sort of bend down to go through it. You couldn't sort of stand up in it really, so it was quite narrow, and it was stone inside and plants and things, and then you just walked through and you came up onto the top. So I've got a lot of memories of when I came here and when I lived so near to it, being here over the years.
Many more memories are recorded on our website, talking about the secret garden as a green, magical place. It was a special place to lots of people and was known by lots of different names, including the Fairy Garden, Stonegate, the Grotto, the Secret Garden and the Rockery. Over the years, the garden was neglected. In 1984, a group of venture scouts cleared the undergrowth and won a prize for their hard work. This hard work wasn't followed up, and when the Friends of Dean Road and Manor Road Cemeteries was formed in 2008, the secret garden was completely overgrown. Volunteers worked to clear the garden and were awarded a grant by the Heritage Lottery Fund to restore it. Find out more about memories of the Secret Garden and opportunities for educational activities in the cemetery at www.scarboroughcemeteries.co.uk.